Broadcasting from our studios in the UK. Heard around the world.
Automatic musical instruments.
On app, on Alexa speakers, and online. Tuesday Night Live.
With James Dundon.
Evening, hope you're well. Welcome to another Tuesday Night Live here at Mechanical Music Radio. Tonight on the show, we find out all about the new partnership between the Netherlands Book Orgel Centrum and Acapa Rentals. They've launched a new range of tiny dance organs with a big, big sound. More coming up with Hido Vanos later on in the show, of course, famous for his music arrangements on various organs. And Hido, a great guy, he's on to tell us more about this new partnership between Tony DeCapp and Tune Hespin from NBC. So that's coming up, Hido, later on in the show. It'll be nice to catch up with him. We've also got a Connect Four, which I think you'll find quite easy tonight if you stitch the pieces together, and a backwards book. Which, it's always curious when we play something through the keyframe backwards. Let's see if you can identify tonight. So that's coming up towards the end of the show. So it's going to be a packed hour of great music. We'll start with our featured instrument of the night, because the interview that we're doing later with Hido, all about this brand new DeCapp style orchestrium. It's only 2 meters long by 1.5 meters high. Yet it sounds like this. Great way to start the show, playing something brand new from the NBC DeCapp Orchestrion, King Bugs Boogie. Hear all about the instrument, that's coming up later with our special guest Hido Vanos. And get into tonight's Connect Four. We'll play you four songs. Can you work out the connection? That's next, after we check out the news from a world of mechanical music. Plenty of news this week, and it was a bit of a shocker. We learned at the start of the week that the Dingles Fairground Museum, which has been based in Devon on the Cornwall-Devon border for nearly 20 years, it will be the final season of the large indoor attraction. The Fairground Heritage Trust has reached an agreement with Statfold Narrow Gauge Museum Trust. They're in Tamworth in Staffordshire, and the bulk of the collection will be moved there to a new museum within their existing operation. And then some remaining bits and pieces will move to Hollycombe Working Steam Museum in Hampshire for storage in the short term, and aspirations in the medium term for an exhibition and operation on a limited scale. So further announcements about those arrangements in due course, but that's the news. Final season at Dingles on the Cornwall-Devon border. It's a unique attraction and a wonderful, wonderful building. So well worth seeing those rides built up in that nice indoor museum while you can. They're open until September. In other news from the world of mechanical music, a huge Stinson band organ originally owned and toured by the late Larry Kern has got a new life with Arnold Amusements. It was rebuilt recently by Wayne Holton, and it's in its new home. It's been transferred to a brand new custom-built trailer, looking like it will give it a good ride with its air suspension, and it's all sort of shrink-wrapped in lovely graphics, new lighting. It's all starting to come together. There's a big album of pictures showing the transfer posted by Tom Arnold. If you have a look on the Arnold Amusements page, you'll see it all on there, and we wish them luck with that famous Stinson band organ originally toured by the late Larry Kern. And your final bit of news from the world of mechanical music, Amersham Fair Organ Museum are celebrating 20 years since Amersham became a trust, a charitable trust. 20 years, can you believe? And they've actually just started a Facebook page. So if you want to join it, just search for Amersham Fair Organ Museum -AFOM. And you'll see the official page on there. And they just shared a photo of the collection recently because they had an open day at the weekend, and not even the closure of the M25 stopped enthusiasts getting there for cake and good music. So I hope you enjoyed that open day. And of course, refer to their website, afom.org.uk, for details about other upcoming open days. That's your news from the world of mechanical music. And because we've been talking about Amersham, why don't we play something from the collection? Knights of Gladness is going to sound lovely on the 70 key Who Guys from Amersham, playing now.
Thank you.
Knights of Gladness, the Amersham Museum 70 Key. Who guys? James Dundon, Mechanical Music Radio, evening to you. Tuesday Night Live. Here we are, just after 10 past nine. Are you up for a bit of a game? Let's play tonight's Connect Four.
Four songs. But what's the connection? Mechanical Music Radio's Connect Four.
So, very simple. We are going to play you four songs with a particular connection. We did James Bond films last week, particularly Bond films that featured Roger Moore. But this week's connection, again, is a film one. This has been sent in by Trev in his shed, who's been racking his brains and finally come up with a Connect Four. I'd say it's quite straightforward. So think films, in particular maybe family films, for this one. And when you think you've worked it out, then do get in touch. You can email us on the website, mechanicalmusicradio.com, or give us a WhatsApp or text on 07871 221 511. Here comes tonight's Connect Four. The first track is The Snow Waltz on the St Albans Organ Theatre, 95 Key Burson's Cafe Organ. Enjoy The Snow Waltz, track one.
Four songs. But what's the connection? Mechanical Music Radio's Connect Four.
Thank you.
Track one was The Snow Waltz, and track two, Black and White Rag. We're playing Connect Four at Mechanical Music Radio, but can you work out the link when you think you know it? Mechanicalmusicradio.com for your emails. From The Snow Waltz to The Black and White Rag to The Magnificent Seven.
Four songs. But what's the connection? Mechanical Music Radio's Connect Four. Tonight's Connect Four, hopefully not causing you too much of an issue. I hope you enjoyed the four songs back to back. We did a nice varied selection tonight. The tracks that you heard, The Snow Waltz, Black and White Rag, The Magnificent Seven, and The Dorf Music. Now, it's a family film that we're looking out for tonight. A good old family film. So when you figure out the connection, do get in touch and we'll reveal it in about 5 minutes.
Text the studio now, 07871-221-511, or email through our website, mechanicalmusicradio.com.
If you've never been a member of the Musical Box Society International, you'll get your first year at half price. The MBSI will help connect you to the world of mechanical music with our flagship bi-monthly journal, packed full of interesting educational articles. Get help repairing instruments, see local collections, and make new friends. Go to mbsi.org. Join now as a new member and get your first year half price. That's mbsi.org. The Musical Box Society International.
James Dundon's Tuesday Night Live. Is Mechanical Music Radio. Songs.
But what's the connection?
Mechanical Music Radio's Connect Four.
Well, tonight's Connect Four, the four tunes we played were The Snow Waltz, Black and White Rag, Magnificent Seven, and Dorf Music. And finally, the penny dropped for many people when song four came along. Peter Mackett well up with it. Fastest finger first to Peter Mackett tonight. Second place, Di, Keith Pinner's sister, who always tunes in. Lovely to hear from you, Di. You're second on Connect Four. Can you believe it? Well done to Robert and Catherine in Callington. Third place. Incredible effort. Well done. Bill and Claire in the US. You're bang on. Congratulations. Ben Jackson said Disney films. Oh, we were looking for a little tiny bit more than that. But well done nonetheless. Cheers to Michael Clark in Leeds. A good guess. And John Van Cleef. Lovely to hear from you, John. Got some new music from John. We'll play it on the live show next time around. Meanwhile, what else we got here? Keith Pinner catching his sister up, getting tonight's Connect Four. I wonder if he got the answer off her. And then we got Ian Tepper and Guido as well, giving it a good go tonight. Lovely to hear from you. Hi to Andrew Rota and Roger Wiegand. Many people getting it right, including Ashley Liversridge. We've got a first-time WhatsApper, Craig from Somerset, who always enjoys the show. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you, Craig, for your support. Rich Levangi, not the sound of music, but a good thing. And Ingmar from grindorgans.com, Ingmar Krauss. Finally, the penny drops. He gets it right. So does Sasha Cross. And hi to Andy Haskins and many others getting tonight's Connect Four. I think we've done very well. A late email here from Ben Jackson. Yes. Trevin is shared. Well, he suggested for Connect Four, so we can't accept your answer, Trev, you're barred. Let's go through tonight's pieces of music then. The first one, Black and White Rag. Second one was Snow Waltz. We played the Magnificent Seven and the Dorf music, and the connection is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Because we had Snow Waltz, we had Black and White Rag, so there's Snow White, Magnificent Seven, and the Dorf music. If you'll forgive me. That was tonight's Connect Four. If you've got a suggestion for a future live show, we'd love to hear from you. Contact me on the website, mechanicalmusicradio.com. Can you connect the four? It's back next week. Caroline, Street Organ Adrian, Sjoerd Kasper's arrangement, Fun Tune. It's playing here at Mechanical Music Radio. Stay there. More about the MBC and the Caps teaming up with their tiny dance organs with a big sound. Ahead of Vanos on the show to tell us about that in the next 10 minutes. First, though, a little more about the Dingles Fairground Museum. Of course, if you've been to Dingles at some point over the last 20 years, back when it was steam, or maybe later when the Fairground Heritage Collection moved down, you'll know the atmosphere of the building, the feeling that that warehouse has got full of fairground rides. I mean, it really is electric. It's a fantastic experience. Quite sad that it will be lost from my part of the world, but I think good that it will be in more heavily populated areas. It's moving to Tamworth, Staffordshire. That's the plan. The bulk of the collection will go to the Narrow Gauge Museum there. As for the instruments, well, there's a couple of organs on loan currently to the collection, the Nobles Gavioli, a 65-key fairground organ, and the grand organ, of course, from the DeVay family, has been in storage there at Dingles, built up on display, but not played for the public. It's been a static exhibit, and my understanding was that the family have been going in their own personal time and sticking a piece of music through it. We're not quite sure what's going to happen to the organs, because obviously they were on loan to the Dingles collection. Will they move? Will something else happen to them? Well, watch this space. But meantime, here's, our last visit to Dingles, which was last year when we recorded a bit for the Tuesday Night Live show with Guy Belshaw, one of the trustees at Dingles, and he told us a bit more about the grand organ, which had just arrived back at that moment to be displayed as part of the collection.
It's a gorgeous looking thing, and the unusual thing is that the organ was ordered to go in the middle of a ride, a gondola switchback ride, and it was put in a truck by Orton and Spooner, Burton-on-Trent. So it's the only surviving truck to house an organ like this. And it was a very expensive, it cost £2,000. George DeVay paid £2,000 for this in 1906, a huge amount of money then. And the family have lovingly looked after it from 1906 until now. And we're starting to look at having it assessed, and there's a few jobs which need doing, but we'll soon have it going, I have no doubt. And when we do, we'll announce it, and we'll have a bit of a gala day here. The DeVay family will be here, and we'll be, you know, it's a wonderful instrument. We're looking forward to it playing again.
It's great that the family want to keep it in their care, and also that it's here for people to be able to see it, and it's not being pulled around rally fields like it. I mean, it has been a real working organ all of its life, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the best-known organs in the country. It's been all over the south of England to rallies, but it's a bit too precarious to travel it on the roads these days. It's a unique thing, and I really think this is the best place for it in ideal climatic conditions. It'll be well looked after. The family will visit frequently, and it'll enhance the visitor experience, I have no doubt.
Thank you.
The grand organ, which I understand is still displayed at Dingle's Fairground Heritage, but please do contact them and check if you're making a special journey to see it. There could be some movement in the collection in the coming season as they get ready to move to a new location. But certainly Dingle's is going to be open till the end of the season for one last time after nearly 20 years there in the West Country. You can go and see it on the Cornwall-Devon border. Their social media is Dingle's Fairground Heritage.
Mechanical Music Radio's One Second Song.
Here we go. I know at the start of the show I said we were going to do a backwards book tonight, but I've actually changed my mind because the backwards book was so hard I was afraid that no one would even bother messaging. It was just a bit impossible. So I've taken the same tune that we were going to feature, but I've made a 1 second song out of it. So we're going to play you a second of the piece of music. Clues? Do you want clues? Hang on, have a listen to it first. It sounds like this. Have a listen. Now, clues, what can I tell you? This is the piece of music arranged by Hidde Van Os, special guest, who's going to be on the show in a minute. What else can I tell you? It's played on my 54-keyless Leach Fairground organ, David Leach organ. Do you want another clue? It's a TV theme tune. You must know it by now, surely. Do get in touch with us. You can send us a text and a WhatsApp, or you can send us an email. Give us the answers of a 1 second song, and we'll tell you at the end of the programme tonight and play the piece of music in full.
Text the studio now, 07871 221 511, or email through our website, mechanicalmusicradio.com.
Rollcutter.com is the place to go for organ plans and parts. Peter and Rosemary Hood are proud to announce that they've purchased the J Omega business from Dr. John Whale. J Omega has become the go-to site for MIDI boards, also known as whale boards, for so many of us in the organ world. In order to keep continuity, they're keeping the J Omega website and extending the sales field to include shipping to the USA and Canada. Visit them at rollcutter.com.
This is Tuesday Night Live with James Dundon. Evening to you. Every week on the show, we like to bring you a different guest, a different maybe bit of news or an exclusive from the mechanical music world. Very excited tonight to talk about a brand new style of instrument, an affordable decap-style dance organ that's being built thanks to a new partnership between the NBC, the Netherlands Boekorgel Centrum, and De Kappa Rentals. They launched this brand new range of tiny dance organs with a big sound. This 2 metre by 1.5 metre instrument can sound like a full-size De Kapp. If you close your eyes, you barely tell them apart. And Hidde Van Os is part of the project and joins us on the show tonight. Hi, Hiddo.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Great to speak to you. This is a very exciting collaboration to bring this new style of instrument together. How did it come about?
Oh, yeah, it is. Now, this project began with a Belgian singer and organ grinder, and he wanted a little dance organ to perform on the streets. And he knew that I was arranging music for these sort of organs and asked me to advise him. So a book organ would be too heavy and too big to take on the streets. And it had to sit in the living room when he was not performing, and he wanted to arrange his own music. And then I went to Tone Haysbane, and he got the idea to make a very small dance organ, complete with an accordion and a full drum kit. And we would take the sound from a Roland sound canvas. You might know it from the De Kapp organ from Christine Barker, well known from the Dorset Steam Fair.
Yeah.
And I wanted the percussion to be pneumatic as a link to the old days. And I made a little design, and the Belgian singer agreed. And then we just started.
So it came from there. Now, the Roland sound canvas is slightly different to the super sounding 105s and 121 key decaps. Because it's Mr. Tony De Cap has all the secrets, and then I'm guessing that's where he came into the partnership.
Yeah, he came by for a cup of coffee, and I told him about our project, and he said, why would you build something nice like that and then use the old electrics of the 90s? So he said, I've just completed the newest system with the Hammond L122 and the samples of one of our newest pipe organs. So if you manage to build the organ, I will install my system. So that's how the cooperation begun.
Wow, what an offer to have the genius that is Tony De Cap giving away some of his secrets and hard work. But I mean, it's a super collaboration, Hiddo, because this means that this is a dance organ that can fit into a much smaller space, and also for people with a much smaller budget as well.
Exactly, yes. And it's a program and a system he worked on for 20 years. So it's. I'm very glad we can use it.
Look, we're going to come back in just a minute with Hiddo van Os and talk more about these new style instruments built at the De Cap MBC Orchestrium. And we're going to let you hear it. Here's some special recordings that Hiddo has made from us from a workshop of MBC. And the first track is Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz, a superb sound from a tiny little box of tricks, the De Cap MBC Orchestrium. As you heard Hiddo mention, real drums, an accordion, and a very, very good state-of-the-art sound canvas programmed by Tony De Cap, the man himself from De Cap Parentals. But it's a really exciting partnership. Hiddo van Os is with us tonight to tell us a bit more about it. So these can play a range of styles, Hiddo, from the famous De Cap sound, the 105s, to a singing instrument like the accordion castle that we see in England.
Yes, indeed, yeah. The organs come with a standard repertoire of around 250 songs. And they're all songs from the dance organs from the past, Albert De Cap, Dick Gillette, and of course more songs can be ordered from a list. I think it's about 1,500 songs. Yeah. And there's also a special repertoire available with singers who let the organ play like a little band. And that's very special about this one.
The organ is also capable of going up to the famous 1-2-1 key De Cap scale, isn't it?
Yes. And the building of these organs is quite fast. It takes about 4 months to build one because the use of samples. There's no organ pipes to be built. And so the combination between the samples and the Hammond and the real accordion and a complete drum kit make the organ sound like a big one, a big 105 from the 60s or a big 1-2-1 key dance organ. but there's not much time involved.
Yeah, incredible, really, that you could place an order and within 4 months you'll get your very own dance organ. And I think you are offering as well to make them a bit more bespoke if someone wants something maybe slightly different. I mean, obviously that means that they might take longer to be built, but people have their own ideas as to what they want, don't they?
Oh, yes. And the organs are specially designed for organ friends who want a real dance organ in the living room or the cafe. But the thing is, the organ can also be expanded with, for example, a trumpet or saxophone with moving keys or a glockenspiel, but also real flutes, real pipes from the Cap Herentals, like a jazz flute or a flute 8 or vibratone. So it's all just plug and play and expand and make it as big as you want.
Wow, so the options are endless, as they say. We're back with Hiddo in just a minute for the final part of our chat about these organs. We'll let you hear a bit more, though, a classic De Cap-style tango, Jealousy. Enjoy. Jealousy, a proper De Cap sound in a case that's only about 2 meters long by 1.5 meters high. These new De Cap MBC orchestrions. We're speaking to Hiddo van Os on the show tonight. So I think, Hiddo, you've had a number of orders for these instruments already. Why do you think these instruments are proving so popular for people?
Yeah, it was a big surprise, because after putting the first one for the Belgian customer on Facebook, and then the orders came in, and we are now building 5 instruments which are ordered. And we hope to finish another batch of 5 by the end of the year. So, yeah, they are so popular because it's almost there's almost no dance organ to hear in cafes or dance stands anymore here in Holland or Belgium, like there used to be. And people love the sound of a dance organ and want to organize their own little parties. And there's one, for example, there's one organ being made for the well-known facade painter Pieter van Aken, who will design his own colors and nameplate and such things. And he loves the one-to-one organs. And when listening to the little orchestrion, I think all memories from the parties in the dance tents from the past are coming back.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is just a sound of yesteryear. But at the same time, the De Cap Herentals have been very clever to keep things moving and keep things up to date and bring in new ideas like the singing and, the more modern sounding percussion. And there's so many ways that things have moved on, but yet kept the the sound alive. Really clever.
Oh, yes, yes. And they also make in Herentals the new orchestrions, the big ones with the great drum kits and five accordions on them. The prices go up to 100,000 euros, but I just wanted to do a simple, basic, funny instrument to have your own little fun at home.
Much success with it to you, Hiddo, and also to Tone & Co. at NBC, the Netherlands Book Organ Centrum.
Thank you.
And also the Decap partnership as well that you're in. It just sounds great. And while we got you on, Hiddo, because we you're a busy man, we very rarely get to speak to you on the live show. I wonder what are you up to at the minute, Hiddo? You're very busy still with taking the organ to different events.
It is, yes, and some arranging I'm doing, and I just finished the arrangements for a new record on vinyl. And you might know, I don't know, in the rest of the world, but in Holland we have a little band. It's a 60s band. It's called The Kick. And the lead singer, Dave yeah. von Raven, has his own dance organ, a 72-key D-cap. And for the new record, they wrote about 10 or 12 new songs. And they asked me to make the arrangements for his organ to put on a brand new record.
Fantastic.
From the organ. And it's coming out by, I think, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's the first new vinyl recording of an organ in these years. That's great.
Well, we'll note him down. Dave's been on the show before, and we'll have to get him back on to explore various releases from a new record, because The Kick, great Dutch band, have featured mechanical music on their records before. So it's great to know there's another album coming out, but we'll get mechanical music back into the mainstream. Great stuff, Hiddo. Look, thank you for all you do, all your arrangements. You know, I've got so many of your bits on my various instruments, and you bring me such joy every time I play them.
It's so nice to hear. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Hiddo. Thank you for the music. Hiddo van Os, Dutch street organ arranger, and speaking there about the Decap MBC Orchestrium. If you want more details, have a little look online. The website is orgelweb.com. That's orgelweb.com. That's the MBC website for all the details of that great orchestrium. And the final track we're going to play from it on the show tonight is one where it sings at you. Listen to this. It's Blue Spanish Eyes.
Thank you. Mechanical Music Radio's One Second Song.
Right, One Second Song tonight. Did anyone identify this? A TV theme tune? Do you know, a lot of people got the wrong answer, the same sort of answer, like Guido, who said, is it Save the Last Dance for Me? Peter Mackett, Save the Last Dance for Me. It does sound like it, doesn't it? It really does. Andrew Rota was fastest finger first with a correct answer. Well done to Ben Jackson. And also we've got Bruce Newman as well, who's got it dead on. Hi also to Amanda Liberty. I've got to apologise to Amanda, who got the Connect Four. She was probably just fastest finger first beyond Peter Mackett tonight. I'm so sorry, Amanda. I missed your message. You were so fast, you fell off the end. I didn't see it. It's just, God, why did I start the fastest finger first thing? It's a nightmare. Every week someone moans that I've missed them out. Vicky Rogers, you've got it. Also, hi to Stuart Mulcrow and David Aldridge, who gives it a go and gets it right. Bruce Newman, hello to you. Peter Mackett came in with the right answer, and so did Ashley Liversridge. Very good. And nice try to Sasha Cross and Rich Levangi. Not right on this occasion. I mean, if I play you a little bit more, it's the Friends theme tune. It was a song by the Rembrandts in the 90s. It's called I'll Be There For You, and it's playing on my 52 keyless David Leitch Fairground organ, an arrangement by our special guest tonight, Hiddo Van Os. It's our 1 second song, I'll Be There For You. Fun. Happy music. Thanks to Hiddo Van Os for that. And our 1 second song, I'll Be There For You, from Rembrandts. Well done if you gave it a go tonight. Thank you so much for all the messages. I forgot to mention Duncan Mallows earlier that sent us a message saying hello and played along with Connect Four. We like that. Thank you very much. Also, evening to Bill Warder, who has no doubt been listening to the show while drinking another Cornish tribute. He does export them. We'll have to start taxing him. Next time on the live show, remembering Bill Nunn. We've got some exclusive music from his collection and we'll hear tributes from his friends. Join us next on the 2nd of April at 9 o'clock. This has been Tuesday Night Live with James Dundon. Tell your friends. See you back on the 2nd of April. Meanwhile, the radio station continues 24 hours a day with different shows, different presenters. And next, a request hour where every song is chosen by you.
It's 2200 hours GMT.